Pelican's mayor says under the deal reached with Cake Tribal Corporation, his city will pay $400,000 to acquire the fuel dock and the electric utility located in Pelican. It also will forgive the $71,000 redemption fee on the cold storage, which the city had foreclosed upon. City leadership says the hope in Pelican is that municipal ownership will prevent money from flowing out of the community.
This is as big as it gets for Pelican.
Clint Bean is Pelican's mayor. He says the deal isn't done yet. Both parties have signed off on it, but there are still regulatory hurdles to clear with the state.
Well, I think when it's done, it means that the city pretty much holds its future in its own hands.
And that, Bean says, is what his citizens have been hoping for, a chance to let the economy recover from the body blows it's received in recent years. The closure of the fish plant and cold storage took scores of jobs away from the community. The flume that brings water down to Pelican's hydro generator broke, and energy prices skyrocketed. In 1990, more than 200 people lived in Pelican. At the last census, the number was 88.
We can only improve from here, and that's the goal, is to get everything centralized, get everything on track, and strengthen our economy, and invite people, and get more visitors, and, you know, move forward. And I think this is the first of many steps in that moving forward.
The fish plant and cold storage will have a long way to go before becoming functional again. Its future is at least partly in the hands of the larger fishing economy. But the city received a grant for an ice machine that it hopes will bring some boats back. Pelican residents are still using diesel fuel instead of hydro for their electricity, but repairs continue on the flume and the utility's infrastructure. Once those are complete, officials hope energy prices will drop below the current level of 50 or 60 cents per kilowatt hour. Bean says the fuel dock, meanwhile, is Pelican's one stop for petroleum products.
Boat fuel, stove oil, and gasoline. And then you throw in propane, so pretty much anything and everything we use out here.
The city will buy the current fuel at inventory prices, not at the markup charged to customers, and will then be able to sell fuel citywide. It's a stream of income that Bean says is now flowing back into Pelican.
Any monies that were leaving the city are going to stay in the city, and thereby strengthening the local economy and enabling us to rebuild, reconstruct, and strengthen our infrastructure.
Cake Tribal Corporation did not return interview requests sent by phone and email in time for this story's deadline. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.